Once again, welcome to our guests and parishioners. Good to have you all with us today. I want to just say a word of thanks to all those who have prepared our liturgies this week, our musicians, our decorators, all the people behind the scenes, all those who have been volunteering and helping. I'm very grateful for all of that, so thank you very much. And happy Easter to all of you and your families. It's a great day to come together to celebrate. Last year, you recall maybe that we were in quite a different situation. You know, it was a difficult time to celebrate Easter when you felt like you couldn't gather together. So it's great to be with you. At that time, I didn't know I was going to be here. So, you know, a lot of changes in a year. Maybe this is the first time you've seen me. So my name's Father Eli. Good to see you. Welcome. I have great anticipation in coming to this celebration this weekend. So grateful for just the opportunity to be here and celebrate with each one of you. You know, in our existence as humanity, we've had this great struggle with the evil one. The devil has tried to divide us, to keep us from God and from one another. And so we've probably experienced that each in our own way this past year. And different ways, but today we come and we recognize that Jesus conquers death. He conquers the divisions of the evil one. He's greater, his power to unite is greater than the devil's power to divide. And we're grateful for that. Each of us comes today with our own particular circumstances, our own needs, our own experiences of life, our own struggles and sorrows, our own joys and hopes. We all come with different experiences. And so as we come and bring these things, no matter where our hearts are today as we come to the church, Jesus wants to encounter us in a deep way, in a deeper way than we've ever encountered him. Jesus wants to help us to grow closer to him. He wants to share his deep, abiding intimacy with each one of us. He calls us to go deeper with this relationship with him. This is an important truth of our faith, that we have a personal God, a God who loves us, who desires to know us intimately, each in our own way, a God who knows us. The Blessed Trinity wishes to have communion with us in a deep union. He doesn't want to be some distant deity, unconnected from our lives, from our personal experiences, but he strives to penetrate and endeavors to enter into our very selves, our very souls, to share this intense and beautiful union with us. This is God's great desire for each one of us at every moment of our lives. Whether we're aware of it or not, whether we recognize it or not, whether we experience that or not, the Lord is reaching out to us. He pursues us like a new groom seeks his bride. He wants to heal our hearts. He wants to be with us. He wants this intense closeness with us. And at the same time, the Lord is totally respecting of our, perhaps, our freedom that we maybe aren't ready for that or are maybe unsure of that. The Lord does not push himself upon us, but he accepts even our choice, maybe if we want to reject his invitation. He has crafted our souls and our very persons to share this deep and abiding union with him. The Lord does not abuse that dignity, though he leaves us remaining to be free to pursue this relationship with God, or maybe to ignore the Lord at times in our lives, or to outright even reject this call to friendship with him. So he leaves us free in front of that. But today we celebrate this fact that Jesus' great victory over death, his triumph of the resurrection. We are also invited to receive the merits of this great victory, that he is doling out these generous portions of those who wish to receive the merits of the resurrection, that were made for this great existence with God. Through our practice of the faith, through our reception of the sacraments, through our freely living within the commandments and the life of grace, we offer our yes to the Lord. We give him consent to enter into our lives, to break into our need, our brokenness, our hurt at times. The Lord invites us into this deeper union. Unlike the angels who gave their consent, yes or no, in a moment, We have our whole lives, every day of our lives, we are invited to renew this covenant, renew this relationship with God. Our whole lives are an answer to God. We live this out year by year, day by day. Our existence between now and our bodily death is at every moment an opportunity to say yes to God, to renew our covenant with Him, give our lives to Him. This is the great gift of the Easter victory. We no longer are bound by our sins or maybe our poor choices. We're not stuck in the mire of original sin and its effects. Despite our many failures, despite our often weak faith, despite our half-hearted attempts at times to follow the path to eternal life, God continues to offer us this gift of salvation. We don't need to fear that we have lost our chance or that we've screwed it up or something like that. As long as we have breath in our lungs and we live, God invites us to be renewed, to be rehabilitated, to be strengthened, to be healed, to follow Him. This is the great news that we celebrate today at Easter. The great cry of victory. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. It's not I who need to save myself, but rather Christ has saved me. It's not I who must overcome my sins, my failures, but rather Christ brings me deeper into conversion. It's not by my own merits that I'm saved, but Christ Jesus has given me what I need, what I could not do for myself. The Lord has done this for me. Our part is merely to cooperate with God's grace that He offers to us. It may sound simple, right, to just do this, and it is in some sense. It's a challenge, though, isn't it? We find sometimes hard to say yes to God in the smallest things or the big things. It's an ongoing journey that we all must live, and we're all called to that deeper union with the Lord, and it is a work that we all partake in. And it's a constant work of shedding the old humanity, our pride, our self-reliance, our self-ambition, the constant desire for my own will to guide my principles, to guide my life, rather than to surrender to what is God offering to me, what is God inviting me into. It's a challenge for us to be purified over the course of our lives. When we struggle sometimes to cooperate with God's grace, He continues to pour it out on us. That process of conversion and rehabilitation, which begins at our baptism. Therefore, brothers and sisters, today as we celebrate Christ's great victory over death, let's also recommit ourselves to accepting this work of Christ. To continue that work of conversion over the course of our lives. May we never despair of God's desire that we each individually come to Him and enter eternal life. And may we never permit or presume that we have no part to play, that we all do have a role to play through our free will to say yes to God. We work within God's grace to accept and receive the precious gift of salvation, which is offered to each one of us. So God bless you today. Happy Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.